enforcement of the Epstein Files Transparency Act has fallen to independent outlets. The Department of Justice has failed to produce the required documents, and it has either retracted or failed to produce entirely documents that should have been produced. All of this violates the law.
Covering what the corporate media covers up.
Hey, it's JT Suskowski with Status Coup. A lawsuit has been filed against the Trump administration for how it has handled the Epstein file release and is calling for more transparency and asking a judge to step in and hold the Trump administration to account. Was this lawsuit filed by maybe a member of Congress frustrated that their own laws weren't being followed, or maybe by a member of a major media organization as a way to try and increase transparency around this issue? No, it was filed by independent journalist Katie Fang. That's who so much of this reporting around the Epstein files, the crucial stories around this, and now the enforcement of the Epstein Files Transparency Act has fallen to independent outlets like Status Coup, like Katie Fang. Let's get into the lawsuit itself. This is the lawsuit here. It is 15 pages, the civil complaint. And as you can see here, it was filed by independent journalist Katie Fang against Todd Blanche, who is the acting attorney general for the United States ever since Pam Bondi got the boot. And in this document, they lay out pretty explicitly and in thorough detail all of the ways in which the Trump administration has failed to follow the law with regards to the Epstein Files Transparency Act. And in fact, they lead with that very assertion here in the first line. Quote, this case is about defendant Todd Blanche's brazen, shocking, and ongoing violation of the Epstein Files Transparency Act. They go on to detail a little bit about the background and what led to the Epstein Files Transparency Act being introduced in the first place. And then they start to detail some of the ways that the federal government has failed to follow the law. Under Blanche's and former Attorney General Pam Bondi's leadership, the Department of Justice has failed to produce the required documents within the time required. It has improperly redacted documents and failed to adequately explain those redactions, and it has either retracted or failed to produce entirely documents that should have been produced. All of this facially violates the law. Defendant's failure to follow the law has harmed plaintiff Katie Fang, a journalist, lawyer, and legal analyst who has extensively reported on Jeffrey Epstein and his network. Fang's inability to report with substance on all of the documents she should be able to access has hurt her ability to do her job and made it harder to fulfill her mission as a journalist and legal analyst. This is the kind of argument that I think, as I led with here, you would want to hear from the CNNs of the world, from the New York Times of the world, or from Congress. But since Congress has failed to in any way hold the Justice Department accountable for its lack of keeping to the Epstein Files Transparency Act's requirements, like how about just actually redacting all of the victim information so that you're not re-traumatizing the women and girls who were involved in Jeffrey Epstein's criminal sex trafficking network would be a big one. The second one being how long it took the Department of Justice to actually release these files. The law said, get it to us in a month. It took multiple months, and the documents trickled out over a long time before there was finally one final dump of documents. And by the way, it seems as though we have not gotten, in fact, we know we have not gotten the entirety of the Epstein files as was required by the Epstein Files Transparency Act. There were only a few niche areas in which the federal government could elect to withhold documents. And we know that there are documents that do not fall under any of those exemptions that have still been withheld. Chief among those is from a credible accuser who would have been as young as 13 at the time, who accuses President Donald Trump of sexually and physically assaulting her in the early to mid 1980s. The interviews she did with the FBI, first of all, three of the four interviews she did were not initially released. The Justice Department had to be pushed to release the other three interviews that they had done with her. There are notes on all of those interviews that are still being withheld. Some journalists have gotten to see those notes, including the Post and Courier from a newspaper in Charleston, South Carolina. We have interviewed Mitchell Black, one of the reporters here, on Status Quo about those documents that are still being withheld, along with a host of other topics. And we know that there were terabytes of data that were recovered by the FBI as part of its investigation into Jeffrey Epstein. And we have gotten, maybe by some analysis, 2% of that data actually released. So where the hell is the rest of these documents that have not been released? The document, or this lawsuit, goes on for several pages detailing out the history of the Epstein Files Transparency Act and everything that has happened since that act was passed and the myriad of ways in which the Justice Department has failed to live up to the letter of the law. But rather than rehashing all that history, what I want to get to is actually what they are fighting for here, what the kind of relief that they are hoping for from the court system, they being Katie Fang and her attorneys here. So this is the actual prayer for relief from the civil complaint, where they say, plaintiff respectfully requests that the court provide the following relief. One, declare the defendant has failed to comply with the Epstein Files Transparency Act. Two, enjoin defendant's ongoing violation of the Epstein Files Transparency Act, and specifically direct defendant to A, remove all unlawful redactions, B, explain the basis for any remaining lawful redactions, C, reproduce any materials that were produced but then unlawfully retracted, produce all materials that have not been provided by law that should be. And before I go on, I just want to note that already on its face, if even just that much was achieved through the filing of this lawsuit, that would be a huge coup for the media, for transparency in this country, towards actual justice for the victims of Jeffrey Epstein and his alleged co-conspirators here, because as of now, we are not getting any of that justice. We are not getting the transparency that the Epstein Files Transparency Act was supposed to bring us because of the way that the Trump Justice Department has comported itself in the release of these documents. But you're saying probably at this point, JT, how are we going to ensure that the, even if a judge makes a ruling, how do you ensure that the Trump administration actually follows the judge's orders? Well, the remaining points here in this civil complaint address that in what they are asking the court to order here. Three, oversee defendant's compliance with the law through the appointment of a special master, so someone who could actually oversee and make sure that the court's order is being followed. Four, award plaintiff's attorney's fees and costs. And five, grant such other and further relief as the court deems just and proper. Plaintiff demands a jury trial. So this is a case now filed in federal court in Washington, D.C. Makes sense, as that's the place to file it, as that is where the Justice Department is. That is where Todd Blanche is. Whether or not any of this actually becomes real justice remains to be seen. We'll have to see what judge gets assigned to this case. Will it be a Trump sycophant judge, or will it be a judge appointed by a different administration that won't have that same loyalty test applied to them in their appointment the way that judges appointed by Donald Trump have had? We shall see. We're going to continue to report on it here at Status Quo. If you want to follow along for further reporting on this, get subscribed. And if you already are subscribed, we are talking about this when so much corporate press is not talking about the Epstein Files right now. They are allowing themselves to be distracted by President Donald Trump's war, illegal war of choice in the Middle East, that at least in part was definitely meant to be a distraction from the Epstein Files. We are going to remain focused on them here at Status Quo. So if you want to support us in that kind of journalism, go to statusquo.com/join for as low as $5 a month. You go to keep us completely editorially independent and focused on accountability journalism like this.